Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good love and gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had.
Little 38 special bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership, startup, growth, divestiture, whatever you're excited about or frightened about. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. And we're talking about all things social media. Right, Kathy? We just got through talking about some Facebook issues. And thanks again, Kathy, for hanging out with us. Big brand hijacking that you've been tracking. Tell us about that.
Well, here's what's happening. Big brands are big targets. So, you know, FedEx, UPS, Amazon, or, you know, even the IRS, their brand gets hijacked all the time by a spammer.
Right.
Or a malicious person who will send out a message that looks like it's very real.
Right.
It looks like this might be a message that I need to pay attention to. And it'll do it to cause confusion, saying something about the package didn't arrive and you need to click on this and resend something.
It's very insidious and successful because, you know, I don't know how many times, Kathy, I have actually been waiting on a response like that from one of those companies.
Right.
I thought, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to get an email any minute showing me where the product package is or where the order is or whatever, and it doesn't look right. If you know what you're looking for, it doesn't look right, but you're still inclined to just reach and grab it, you know,
Well, you're moving fast. You're busy. You're working.
Right.
They're sending them to small businesses who are big targets because, you know, they're ending up receiving these and they'll just click on them. You know, you aren't paying attention.
Right.
You think it's real.
Especially the one that says your tax payment didn't get through. You know, that scares the heck out of people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It does. It absolutely does. And so, you know, just some, you know, things that people can look for to help themselves out is, you know, check the domain name it's coming from, making sure that it's really the real one and not a mask one. And the subject line, many of them will have a little bit of off, the subject line really doesn't fit right.
Right.
And then when you, if you're asked to click on a link, that's probably not a good thing to do. So they're not going to usually have you click a link if it's a legitimate
email. Although the shipping companies send you tracking information that you can click on to see where your package is.
But folks, it doesn't
look like this spam thing. It's different. If you know what you're doing, if it doesn't look like, I mean, I've gotten to the point where I just look around, make sure I'm not stepping into a landmine.
Right.
I check it. I take a little extra, you know, 3 extra seconds to inspect it a little bit. Mouse over the link to make sure it doesn't go to Romania or somewhere like that.
Right. Because that link, when you hover over that link, it's going to show you where it's really going.
Yeah.
And if it isn't like the actual FedEx.com site, then you got a problem. Don't go to some place with, you know, all these other characters in it. So
be careful about it. Let me tell you what happened to me this week, though, Kathy. I've never seen this before in my life. I got an email from my son. Or at least it was an email that had my son's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it obviously wasn't his email address. But it was to me from my son's who has my last name, obviously. And that was a the most interesting one I've ever gotten in my life. I mean, was this just a coincidence, or is somebody out there actually going to the trouble to match up family?
Oh, I think that you're going to find everything out there.
But have you seen that before?
Not that one. No, I
mean, think about
that.
That's pretty sinister, isn't it?
Well, usually they'll say, you know, the ones that want you to send money, they usually will say someone was injured or hurt. We've been trying to reach you, a family member. So
this was just
specific.
It was just a link. Yeah. I've forgotten what the context was, but that folks, just be careful. I mean, these people, they're very determined. These bad guys are very determined, and it's a multi-tens of billion. 6 or 7 years ago, I did some work with IBM, helping people understand the impact of malware globally. And in those days, it was an $84 billion industry. There's no telling what it is right now.
Absolutely.
So this is big money, and they're very determined. You've got to keep your head about you, and you got to keep your eyes open and use some common sense and slow down just a little bit.
Absolutely.
So
it's important.
Kathy, I need your website badly.
It's www.kathyperry.com. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P.
There you go. And the book is called Stepping Stones to Success, her co-authored book. We're going to take a quick break. Kathy can help you if you have issues like we've been talking about that you need some help with, getting organized, getting optimized with your social media. Please check her out at her website, KathyPerry.com. Quick break, 10 till. That's Spencer Davis Group taking us out. We're going to come back and talk about YouTube, some issues there. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.